Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Jesse Pikeaholes filling in for Brian, who, like I said, is out on vacation, but much needed, much earned, much deserved. And so we just had Alan Robinson, the owner of Herbal Aspects, down on University Avenue. So Alan stopped by, shared some information about the LRB. What was the numbers on that one again?
3790.
So a potential, maybe not so potential.
3790 BS.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, you added some extra numbers to the LRB.
Yeah, but a couple things.
Yeah, just a couple extra numbers, letters, whatever. But yeah, so I don't know if that proposal is actually going to be going anywhere, like Alan said. But when it first came across the headlines when I was reading it, I was like, this doesn't seem like it actually makes sense. And now that Alan was able to fill us in, it makes a whole lot more
sense. Didn't make you feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. Bad touch.
It makes sense why it's not a good bill, though. And so it's an interesting dynamic, and I don't understand why some individuals, I guess, want to see bipartisan proposals just for the sake of being bipartisan, even though they're not going to go anywhere and it's not going to happen. I don't really understand that.
In a sane world, bipartisanship should make sense.
It should.
Except for in the last, oh gosh, a lot of years, but let's just hone it into the last, you know, four of the last five. There's been a real demonstration that they're not working in good faith.
Well, there's no motivation to, because right. the incentive structure just does not exist for it to happen. And I think the filibuster is actually one of the better indications. And obviously, we don't have the filibuster here in Wisconsin, but the filibuster at the federal level in the U.S. Senate, everybody says, oh, it fosters bipartisanship. It fosters bipartisanship. And it's like, well, no, it actually does the exact opposite. It gives the incentive structure for individuals in the minority caucus to be able to be like, I filibuster. I don't want to see any success. If you actually gave the minority incentive to work with the majority in legislatures, you would then, if they had the incentive to do so, so rather than just being like, no, I don't want anything to pass, and by saying I don't want anything to pass, the majority gets nothing done, and then elections come up, and they're like, look, the majority got nothing done.
Democrats keep inviting Republicans back to the table in order to give input out of this good faith effort. Look at the Affordable Care Act, and how many hearings were held, and how many times Democrats entertained the opportunity for Republicans to give amendments to whittle that bill, and you know, if there was some subsect of the economy in their locality that would have benefited from some little carve out that it would have been more nuanced, that was entertained, and it was denied every time.
Yeah,
and it's like Obama for 8 years kept extending an olive branch and kept getting his hand slapped away. And at what point did you just say, not worth it?
Right. Well, they keep taking steps backwards, and they're like, come on, meet us in the middle. Meet us in the middle. Right. Why don't you meet us in the middle, Jesse? That's where we want bipartisanship.
Yeah, but I got a longer stick I'm going to meet you in the middle with. That's what we should be doing.
Well, and we just keep taking steps forward to them under this guise of, well, bipartisanship is good. And I think this bill is a really good example of bipartisanship for the sake of bipartisanship isn't always good.
It's Lucy pulling the football out again.
Yeah.
Every single time. For 20, 30, 40 years?
Going back for before I was born.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so we got...
never mind. Don't
answer that. Yeah. Well, if you ever listen to any of the episodes of Matt Flynn Direct here in the morning, where I'm producing for Matt, he likes to...
Whippersnapper.
He likes to comment on the age of his producer in those shows, because I think he gets a little mesmerized. He likes to chalk me up as the young guy, so...
Well, that's very charitable of you to not do the same in return.
Right. No. I would never. So, Matt, you can listen to me producing Matt Flynn every morning from 6 to 8.
I kid him.
Yes, and speaking of Matt Flynn, he will be coming up next hour with Crudy on The Devil's Advocate. So they're going to be sharing some of the headlines, some of the legal issues going on here in Wisconsin. So tune in for a bonus hour of Matt when he joins Crudy on The Devil's Advocate show a little bit later today. But then, Jesse, the last headline that I wanted to get to and hear your thoughts on, the Alden Global Group. It is a venture capital firm. I'm not sure if you saw any of this getting talked about yet on the social medias, but apparently Lee Enterprises, which owns one of the last independent owned media company chains in America, owns Madison.com, the Wisconsin State Journal, and a number of local news affiliates across the state of Wisconsin, is now floating Alden. So that's Lee Enterprises that owns the local groups.
Sure.
this venture capital firm, Alden Venture Group, or Alden Global Capital, is now floating the idea of buying Lee Enterprises.
So this touches on something. When I was in college, 20 years ago, I was engaged in activism in media conglomeration. And this is something that happened due to a bill in the 90s when Bill Clinton tried to negotiate in good faith with Republicans.
Going to the middle.
And yeah, right. And deregulated media, because there used to be laws about how many stations, TV, radio, newspaper that one company could own in a given market. Mm-hmm. And after that got deregulated in 96, it all got in a natural progression. This is what unregulated capitalism does. It conglomerates. Wealth buys smaller wealth so that it doesn't have to compete. Competition is what makes a market functional for consumers.
Capitalism depends on competition.
If consumers are going to have any shot at having any rights at all,
yeah.
Right? So when conglomeration happens, which is the inevitability of an unregulated capitalist system, you get no competition, and that's why we have five companies that control all of the media, and I mean all. Everything from movie studios, TV studios, your local newspaper,
right.
Most radio stations that aren't 92.7.
Yes, Devil Radio, independently owned here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Pacha.
Yeah, but it's a scary thing because Alden Global Capital...
We'd be losing another voice. It's horrible.
Well, they purchased most recently the Chicago Tribune, and you see this mass exodus then of journalists and reporters and individuals in the local news media outlets in Chicago are getting let off, and they're letting them go, or they're leaving and they're taking their severance or whatever they can do to at least hopefully find life after that purchase. And so this global venture capital firm,
I don't know the details, but right. I would bet dollars to donuts right now that a lot of those layoffs are happening in the newsroom.
Probably. Yeah. And this is a newly thing. This is developing. So this is a story that we're going to have to keep our eyes on. It is something that I'm hoping Lee Enterprises doesn't take the sale. I don't know all of the dynamics of what it is at play right there, but I'm really hoping that we can keep local outlets like the Wisconsin State Journal, I believe the La Crosse Tribune, Racine Journal, Journal Times.
As this story develops, let's see if we can get John Nichols on the show because he is an eminent expert in media deregulation.
Excellent recommendation. And so, yeah, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Jesse Pikeholz filling in for Brian. Thanks so much for listening this afternoon. You can find this podcast at devilradio927.com. And up next, we got the Devil's Advocates. So thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jesse. Make us hide behind